When gray wolves were first listed as endangered in 1974, just a few hundred remained in the lower 48 states. Only Minnesota and Michigan's Isle Royale were home to the wolves. Now there are almost 2,500 wolves in Minnesota and nearly 500 wolves in Michigan and Wisconsin combined. In fact, the gray wolf is doing so well, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing that the wolves of Michigan and Wisconsin be considered threatened instead of endangered. In Minnesota, where wolves have been listed as threatened for the past two decades, the wolves could continue to enjoy the same federal protection.
This is probably one of the greatest success stories of the Endangered Species Act since it was first in place in 1973.
Dan Sobiak is a spokesman for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Sobiak says the wolves' success can in part be attributed to sufficient habitat and strong prey bases like white-tailed deer. But he says human attitudes are the main factor.
It's the same animal. They haven't changed. What has changed are the people that live in the Great Lakes area. And really, I think we've seen an increased tolerance for wolves and their activity. And that's what's really helped the success.
Sobiak says scientists once believed wolves needed wilderness to survive, but research now shows that wolves are moving closer to urban areas. In Minnesota, packs are established within 50 to 75 miles of the Twin Cities. This is some distance south from the wolves' initial stronghold in northeastern Minnesota. Wisconsin wolves are also moving south. All of Michigan's wolves are currently in the Upper Peninsula, but Sobiak predicts some wolves could travel over ice to reach the lower part of the state. Now that wolves are becoming more plentiful, Great Lakes residents may be more likely to see and hear them. But Sobiak says wolves are not likely to want to be with humans.
We've got many wolves that live in and around cities in northern Minnesota, and there is some interaction, but generally wolves still shy away from people.
Even if wolf packs won't be prowling in back alleys anytime soon, some Great Lakes residents are concerned about interactions with wolves. Wolves are carnivores, and livestock and pets present easy targets. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service reports that during the 1990s, Great Lakes residents lost almost 600 cows to the wolves. And now Dale Lewick of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association thinks wolves have become too abundant in his state.
There's no Minnesotans and no cattlemen that want to see the wolves become extinct in Minnesota. But we don't need wolves in areas where people are trying to raise livestock.
Compensation programs are often established by state governments and private donors to ease farmers' losses, but Lewick says that the money ranchers receive only covers part of the animal's value, and Lewick says the losses cannot be easily forgotten.
There's a psychology out there amongst some of the folks that, oh, well, we'll just buy them farmers off. Here, we'll throw a little money at you every time something happens. Well, you know, these are family farmers, and you get to know the livestock. The kids get to know the livestock. That doesn't cut it with them.
Lewick says livestock managers may want to act against wolves that eat their animals. But even under the new proposal, private citizens cannot harass or kill wolves themselves. Only government agents can exterminate the animals. Although controversial, wildlife officials say killing problem wolves can be the most effective way to deal with them. When a wolf is trapped and moved to another region, for instance, it can be killed by a resident wolf pack, or the transported wolf may return to eat more livestock. Hank Fisher is an expert on wolf recovery programs with the Defenders of Wildlife. He believes that killing a problem wolf can prevent additional wolf deaths.
The control of wolves when they kill livestock is a difficult thing for a conservationist. But what our organization has seen is that controlling individual animals when they do repeatedly prey on livestock keeps that behavior from being passed on to other wolves and ultimately results in a more secure wolf population overall.
Even so, cattlemen would prefer to have control of the gray wolf turned back to the state governments. This could happen if the gray wolf is taken off the endangered list entirely, which Fisher says is likely to be the next step. If and when total federal delisting occurs, some Great Lakes states may allow their residents to control problem wolves themselves, and hunting seasons on wolves could once again be established. Meanwhile, the Fish and Wildlife Service will begin public hearings on their wolf proposal beginning this August. Gray wolves will be considered threatened if the proposal becomes law 1 year from now. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Dale Willman.